It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. In Pakistan, the votes are in, but the results of Saturday's presidential election are uncertain. President Pervez Musharraf won the vote, but next week the country's Supreme Court is to rule on whether Musharraf was eligible to contest the election while he was still wearing a military uniform. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
Wandering the calm streets of Islamabad this morning, you wouldn't know this is a country in political crisis. Yet just consider the events of the last 7 months. We've seen Pakistan's top judge driving across the landscape, followed by a convoy of supporters protesting an attempt to sack him by Musharraf. We've seen government troops storming an Islamabad mosque after militants inside it sought to impose Sharia law in the heart of the capital. And then a wave of reprisal suicide bombings. We've seen a former prime minister fly in, only to be dispatched humiliatingly back into exile after a mere 5 hours on his home turf. There's been a long and still unfinished argument over whether it's legal for Musharraf to be elected for another term, and those are just a few of the highlights. Throughout, Musharraf's opponents have predicted he's about to be ousted from power. Yet there's no sign of this as the general and his supporters celebrate Saturday's election results. At times, Musharraf has used draconian measures, such as mass arrests, to put down his political opponents. The opposition's divided and divorced from Pakistan's public, who are watching these events unfold unhappily from the sidelines. Their attention is now turning to the next chapter in this drama, one in which, if he follows his own script, Musharraf quits as army chief and becomes a civilian president, and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto returns from self-imposed exile to work as his ally in an unlikely partnership.
The only firmed up aspect of the agreement is the ordinance, which is that the cases, domestic and international, against her have all been withdrawn.
That's political commentator and journalist Nassim Zira. She's talking about a power-sharing agreement, which Bhutto and Musharraf are finalising, egged on by the US and Britain. As part of this deal, Musharraf's just signed a highly controversial law, the effect of which is to provide Bhutto with amnesty on untried corruption charges, satisfying one of her key demands. The rest of her term still aren't known, although Bhutto wants free and fair parliamentary elections, a change in the law to allow her a third term as prime minister, and an end to the president's power to dismiss governments. The big question, though, is whether Musharraf and Bhutto can actually work together in a civilian government.
As a matter of fact, they could make a very good team.
Political analyst Ayaz Amir is among those who think they can work together. Many disagree with him. He concedes Musharraf will now have to make adjustments.
The parameters and the ground rules for him shift when he takes off his uniform, because that kind of all-powerful figure, able to do anything, the Prime Minister very much in his shadow, that, by the nature of things, will not be possible.
But few believe the relationship between Bhutto and Musharraf will be smooth. Not even some of the politicians who voted for Musharraf, like former Minister Niloufar Bakhtia.
They're both very strong personalities, and I feel that they will have difficulty in running together. But if they succeed in doing that, that will be a time when Pakistan will be able to progress, and that's what we need.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.